Good morning. John chapter 1, verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Have you been epiphanized? Your eyes opened? To see, to behold His glory. It was about this length of time after Christmas when we meet a man walking in the temple in Jerusalem. Perhaps he was going around to each group that came in, looking in their eyes, talking to them, until he came to Mary and Joseph and asked if he could hold their child. They put their son into the hands of a stranger, and his heart broke forth in a song of praise. For he saw in this baby the Lord become our brother, a light of salvation to the Gentiles and the glory of God's people Israel. So with Simeon, be epiphanized to behold His glory. It was later that the wise men came, having seen the star in the east. We don't know how they learned about the star coming out of Jacob. Maybe it was through the influence of Daniel and the Word of God being passed on from him. Perhaps in another way, but they heard that Word of God, that a star would come out of Jacob, that a king would rule in righteousness to give us peace with God. In that word, they learned about their Savior. And so the star that they then saw in the sky led them to travel many miles in eager anticipation. They came to Jerusalem, perhaps with the expectation of seeing some great earthly splendor, fitting for a king that could command a star. But they didn't see earthly splendor. They did see a different splendor. The splendor of a far greater star than the one they'd seen in the sky. From the light of that star, the chief priests and the scribes were able to tell them exactly where the Savior would be born. But you, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth He, the one from of old, from everlasting. Micah chapter 5. Though they knew it, they did not have eyes to see it. Nor did they share the wise men's joy. Rather, we're told that they trembled with fear about what Herod would do. And that fear held them in its icy grip because of their unbelief. Perhaps some of that coldness was shed on the wise men as once again they went on their lonely way. Until again they saw the star, the same one they'd seen in the east, going before them. And now, with joyful steps they sped, Savior, to your lowly bed. They came, and still they did not see any earthly splendor. A humble house. And yet here they entered the church of churches, where the everlasting God was physically present in all His grace and truth. Here they saw the King of righteousness who became sin for you and me. He took your sin and my sin that you and I might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Yes, they laid their treasures at His feet, but they left that house carrying in their hearts a greater treasure. they beheld His glory. They were epiphanized. The Apostle John was the last of the apostles to write about how they walked with Him, they talked with Him, they ate with Him. They watched Him give sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, to calm the storm, to feed the 5,000. And yet, they were so slow to see it. So slow for their minds to understand it. So slow for their hearts to rejoice. We beheld His glory. In fact, they confessed, "We saw Him hung up on the cross, and we thought it was all over." But then, we saw Him arise. Arise to bring the forgiveness of all your sins to you, an everlasting life. He was born in a stable like an helpless infant. He hung on the cross like a worm, but we beheld His glory. He was a man that men wanted to kill, yet the stars obeyed Him. Men stripped Him, but the gifts of His kingdom are such that no man can strip them from you. For in Jesus you have His righteousness, His peace, His joy. The good news is that Jesus was born for you. The best news is that Jesus lives for you. Be epiphanized. Behold His glory. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with Hymn 127, stanzas 1 and 4.